About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. It's time for us to tackle one of the biggest riddles on the internet, and that is with clickbait. And I'll tell you what, we're about to find out how long we should be living for. Well, let me start that again. That came out all
nice.
Backwards.
I think you got another 2 weeks.
I think based on that little stroke I had, I have got less than 11 minutes left. But the reality is that they have now come up with a new number. Humans theoretically could be living to this number. And if you think about it for a second, I don't know what the average age is. I think it's still in the 80s for men and women on the average.
Really? I thought it was in the 70s, like late 70s.
Yeah, not in the US, it's lower. Yeah.
Oh, it dropped lower. I know we've been going down. I know we were going up for a while, then down. But I thought it was early 80s. I thought women live longer than guys, too.
I know women live longer than men, but I thought it was creeping up to like the late 70s.
Well, they've looked at the numbers and the research and everything else going on, and they have a new number that theoretically humans realistically could and should be living for.
Like, this is how long our body can last?
Exactly. And it's kind of crazy when you hear this, and we'll get into it now with clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
This is out today, by the way.
Clickbait.
New research that says that according to experts, and they've looked at a bunch of different experts from different everything from brain, body, all of the different types of things that you would need. And they have said now that humans,
need to live.
Humans theoretically could live to this number. This is the age. And I don't know what your quality of life would be, but they're saying that this is a realistic number that humans could be living toward.
Like that weird biohacker guy?
Well, that's what, you know, that guy's obviously trying to do what he can figure out. He wakes up and eats a handful of nuts, and that's all he has all day. And then I think he spends most of his day in one of those compression chamber. I mean, he's doing everything.
No, he's trying to, he actually has a disease now. It's his stomach
is eating itself.
Eating itself.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This guy's so hungry because all he's had is handfuls of nuts. His stomach's going, I'm starving. Give me some goddamn food. So that guy has an issue, but his stomach's eating itself. And I don't know if that's going to end well for him, but probably not.
But if you could, like, I think part of his thing, too, is, like, getting himself to such a cold temperature that he was essentially, like, freezing himself, sort of cryogenically freezing himself to last longer.
I mean, there are a lot of people that were doing exactly what that guy's doing, going, it must be working for him. And then the guy comes out and goes, my stomach's eating itself.
And they're like, never mind, I'll eat some Del Taco now.
Why have I not been doing anything? So,
okay.
This is the number, though. And this is according to the experts. This is how long we could be living for.
Trying to think about who the longest living person was. I want to say it was like 120 years old or something close to it. So I would then add like 30 years on top of that if we're going to quote theoretically, like a person who's born today could live even longer than that. I'm going to go 150.
You think the number's now 150?
150.
150. I think somebody born right now, because it keeps going up, right? If theoretically they could live the longest a human being could live, I think it'd be 150.
You think about all of the, quote, longevity hacks that are out there now and how much accessibility we have to them. Now, listen, let's be honest. Most of the stuff someone's putting up on TikTok has probably not necessarily been vetted. But if you believe in things like peptides or blood spinning or all of these other
hot yoga, any of the things that can help
sitting
you
in
live
a sauna
longer.
For whatever they say, 45 minutes a day.
And if any of the other
baths.
Things don't get you, like the Neato Challenge or any of the other things that could kill you.
And if you don't end up eating a Tide Pod and losing your life, then you have all these other things that could be working for you. And, you know, listen, everyone's putting more supplements in their stuff. It's all supposed to help us, right? That's the idea. So I know in L.A. we're more concerned about looking better as opposed to living longer. I don't care if I get old. I just don't want to look like I got old. But what is the number? You say 150. Jake, what is the number? They have a new number.
I think probably these articles are just outrageous, so it's going to be higher. I was going to say like 170.
Jesus.
170, theoretically.
Can you imagine? Old people's secrets for days.
Oh, my God.
What's your secret?
Yeah, I mean, and that's an interesting question, too. Like, if someone's living to 170, is it quality of life stinks.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Are they in bad shape for the last 70 years? Like, are they?
That's why I think it's theoretical, right? Like, you're just sitting, at that point, you're probably spending years just sitting in a bed.
Our brain in a jar.
Yes, exactly.
Brain in a jar sounds so relaxing. Oh, my God. Put my jar
chilling in some formaldehyde.
Put my jar in a hammock.
Cool.
Omar, what is the number?
So I think Allie's right. I think the oldest person was probably a woman, and she probably lived to be 120 or so. And for a male, it's going to be 110. So are we doing male and female, or
no,
just
no,
one
just human,
average?
Human and humans have theoretically the ability to live how long, according to this new research?
I'm going
to
say, I think 120 plus 10, 130. I'm at 130.
Hey, yeah. Leon, you're a doctor?
Yes, sir.
How much of the things we've talked about are medically accurate?
It's pretty accurate. I mean, with the number you're
we're doctors.
Is actually a number that reflects how long theoretically the body is supposed to last. And as human beings, we do a great job of actually messing up that number by malnourishing our bodies.
Thank you.
So the number that I'm going, so thank you for judging us and all of
too
our
many
terrible
mustard
decisions.
Sandwiches, right, Jake?
But what you're saying is that this number that I'm about to share, which is the research out today, you say is the number based on if we are treat our bodies with some level of dignity and respect.
Pretty much, yes.
Or if they sold things in the grocery stores that actually allowed us to treat our bodies with respect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had Funyuns, but damn, they're good.
I wonder if you've ever had pesticides. Those are delicious.
Oh, man. The number, and Leah, you're a real doctor, so you know, you probably know this, but for the rest of us, is 156.
Whoa!
156. Damn. Allie was closest at 150, but theoretically, that means that our bodies could carry us 156 years if we optimize all parts of them. Correct, Leon?
Yes, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm his daughter. I'm with him right now. I love your guys' show so much. I've been watching it ever since, like, I could, like, tell what media is. Like, we listen to your guys' the radio show every morning. I love your guys' show so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Are you a doctor too?
No, I'm like 16.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And you forced your...
only 140 years left to go.
You forced your dad to listen to the show?
Wait, what?
You forced your dad to listen?
Actually, been a lifelong listener, forcing my daughter to listen.
Oh,
to
wow. All right. Well, you guys can both take credit, but thank you regardless. That's interesting research there, Allie. 156. Go ahead and think about that for a second.
That hurts my brain.
Think about that. 156. Theoretically, that's what you could all be doing.
If you live in L.A., I think you can half it easily.
Oh, easily.
I mean, smog, that probably knocks like 30 or 40 years off.
We got to take a break. We will come back in a moment. But it's kind of nice if you think about it, because if you start freaking out and going like, oh, man, I'm turning 50 this year or whatever the number is, you know, you're doing that based on the idea that you're going to die at 80-something. But if you start going like, oh, still 100 years left?
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you're 50 years old, you're like, I'm not even halfway there.
Right. It puts a whole different perspective on everything. And as you know, if you look at pictures now of, like, you know, 40-year-olds now versus 40-year-olds 20, 30 years ago, where they were all like curly gray hair,
right,
grandma looking, and now you look at them and, you know, you look at, like, oh, they would do the side by sides of like Tom Brady when he was 40 versus some other NFL players when they were 20, and they were,
or like Burt Reynolds,
look like corpses. Yeah,
but then I wonder if we're gonna have a second midlife crisis.
Oh yeah, the two midlife. Well, your midlife crisis just hits you when you're 100.
But then you got to go through more crises, probably.
Yeah, we got to add more
late
crisis.
Late life crisis.
What do you get? 100-year
crisis.
Oh, man. I don't even know anymore at that point. It's like,
100. At 100 years old, I'm going to get myself a Porsche. Finally, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'll drive it right into a wall 3 miles an hour. We got to take a break. We're back with more show after this. Did you break up with someone, or were you broken up with, and then they immediately, their life got better? This is what happened to the hero of the World Cup. Dumped his girlfriend, then went on to become a national hero in Spain. We want to hear your stories next. 800-520-1067 after this.